We are composed of layers or dimensions that coexist together. Within the complete human being, what is the difference between a dog and a human? They are different creatures on some level, but inside quite similar. They both need affection, love. They both need security. The difference is that human being has one more dimension being added, the conscious mind. And based on that conscious mind, it has become much more complex and sophisticated psychologically, mentally, emotionally. What is the difference between someone who is awakened spiritually and other people? Another dimension has been added. Those who are awakened on some level, they become like another species. On the one hand, they can perfectly relate and mix in with humanity. But on the other hand, there's no meeting. There are things inside you cannot share, because no one will understand you. Which makes you feel alone on some level. Because you do want to share emotionally your life with those who are close to you, and yet you cannot share that which is the most important. Well, some people talk to their dogs, but the communication is limited. Everything which is inside, in all that complex structure of our human identity, is supposed to be there. There's no mistake. There's the alignment and integration of all those aspects that allow us to become whole. One being. One being is the one who integrated all the aspects of his existence. So they are harmoniously and transparently creating the whole identity. for instance, the mind, that which is usually superficially called the mind. Some on the spiritual path see the mind as negative, as something to be eliminated. And they cannot eliminate it because it is part of them. So they create a conflict, split inside. Then there are those who put themselves in some kind of a witnessing position and say that the mind does not matter. I am not the mind. So whether the mind thinks or it does not think, it's irrelevant. But they are the mind. Only their minds are so unintegrated that they roam freely. The thinking is incessant. They cannot master their thinking faculty. So they try to accept part of them which is fundamentally unconscious, using the concept that I am not the mind. There is no such a thing as mind. There's always someone thinking. And what that one is thinking of is mostly himself. Security, survival, pleasure, desires. That is the side effect of becoming a separate person. When that person is not evolving toward realization of his sacred individuality, he ends up being self-obsessed, is protecting at any cost that insubstantial, empty sense of me. Of course, that whole process is entirely unconscious. Mastering our mind is not a function of self-control, but deepening of our relationship with our own self and arriving at our true identity, from which the mind for the first time can be embraced and perceived as what it really is. For the integration between mind and our deeper self, we have to get deep, more in touch with the subject to all thoughts, which is that very me. That me has to be linked to our higher light and has to begin to surrender itself to the soul. Unless me surrenders, unless it begins to give up its identity to its higher being, there will be never bridge between conscious and subconscious, subconscious and consciousness. We spoke in the morning about how the subconscious is enforcing, recreating constantly self-image based on the past, even when we abide in pure consciousness, is confusing our sense of identity, preventing us from meeting our eternal self as who we truly are. What the subconscious is doing is obviously totally mechanical. It is not doing it consciously. And yet, the root of that tendency is fear. It is afraid of being nothing. It is afraid of having no point of reference. It is afraid of living in emptiness. It is fear of living in emptiness, in non-abidance, that is the mother of all fears. When you stop protecting yourself through that constant thinking, consciously or subconsciously, it is like the ground is falling from under your feet. You don't know who you are. You don't know how to live from that place. because it is total insecurity. Before we deal with all kinds of fears, we must touch the root of fear inside our existence, illuminate it with consciousness, with the light of the soul. The mind is trying to rationalize how to incorporate the intention of dropping fear. It's creating a concept of trust, existence, life will take care of me if I don't think about myself. If I'm not protecting myself, or is creating the concept of courage, I will be so courageous to cut through the fear. But these are all psychological means. They are okay at the beginning, but they cannot let us transcend the fear. The fear will come back. Because all these psychological means, they cannot be stable. They need to be constantly recreated by the mind. The essence of fearlessness, which is much deeper than courage, is surrender of that whole construct of the subconscious self. It is like consciously dying. Choosing emptiness. It is not constant thinking about yourself which allows you to survive in this reality. On the contrary, it prevents you from living creatively and fully. What helps you survival except existence? And your own soul is efficient thinking, thinking which is focused, clear and which is flowing out of emptiness and constant state of surrender to your pure nature. Only mind which is silent can be intelligent. Thought which is flowing out from the light of I Am is intelligence. Love, devotion, and fearlessness are the three pillars of your correct relationship with your higher self. Seekers, it is very common in the spiritual scene. They are using spiritual concepts to recreate some kind of a reality in which they are comfortably trying to live, and which gives them certain platform to relate to the world. They are repeating these concepts in their minds constantly, programming the mind into certain perception of reality. That mind construct becomes a substitute of the spiritual essence. They are as if spiritual, but they live totally in the mind. In deception. Someone who is spiritual in a true sense of this word is not thinking, is living in a state of not knowing, not supporting oneself through the construct of the mind. being in the state of non-abidance, both energetically on the level of the soul and on the level of the mind. The mind is also non-abiding. They do not use spirituality in order to seek security. They surrender to the insecurity of emptiness. And that is the true meaning of being selfless. When you truly live from the depth of reality, you live in the state of not knowing and beyond the need to know. You don't know who you are. You don't know what is God, or if God exists at all. You don't care because you are beyond caring. And beyond non-caring. This is where reality for the first time begins to live through you.